There's a new campaign to address the growing and often competing demands for natural resources. It's called the Landscapes for People, Food and Nature Initiative. The initiative warns that rising human demand for food, water, land, and energy will collide on a global scale unless bold and creative action is taken now. A coalition of agricultural and environmental organizations has released a new report recommending an integrated or whole landscape approach. It's an approach that brings together diverse and competing groups to discuss common needs. Dr. Sarah Scheer is an agricultural and natural resource economist and founder, president, and CEO of Eco Agriculture Partners.
The world is actually at a crossroads right now, looking forward over the next couple of decades to dramatic increases in population and economies that are threatening major food crises, major water crises, major climate crises, major rural energy crises, major biodiversity crises. There's attempts right now through policies and programs and funding to treat each one of those separately.
Those crises may be triggered in part by competition within a given area for resources. Scheer says the integrated landscape approach can deal with these more holistically.
This whole approach came out of the realities of competing interests, that in agricultural landscapes, it's not just the farmers that want the water, and it's not just one set of farmers that want the water, but maybe the crop farmers are competing with the livestock farmers for water, and they're competing with the local towns for water. So a lot of these alliances that we're talking about started off as conflict situations, or at least a lot of tempers being raised on a regular basis.
The report says the landscape model creates coalitions of diverse stakeholders to negotiate more acceptable trade-offs.
It's an approach to addressing these multiple interests and these overlapping interests that shifts from a position of trade-offs that says that the only way I'm going to get my water is if you don't get your water, to one that says, if we managed our watershed better and we had revegetated degraded areas and we protected our streams, etc., we actually would get much more water overall, and we would be able to allocate among us.
Scheer says surveys show there are several hundred landscape initiatives now underway in Africa and Latin America.
Let's do agricultural production systems that also are good for watersheds. Let's do watershed management that's also good for agricultural productivity. Let's incorporate better wood energy into farms by growing trees and shrubs that are also good to provide other forms of income for farmers.
She says too often, people focus only on their area of interest or expertise.
What we find out there right now is that the agriculture people talk to the agriculture people, the water people talk to the water people, the climate people talk to the climate people. Even the words that they use are really different. They look at a landscape and they see different things in the landscape.
The Landscapes for People, Food and Nature Report recommends a vastly expanded network of technical assistance, professional training, and education to support the efforts of local landscape leaders and policymakers. Scheer says she hopes the idea will be addressed at Rio Plus 20, the UN Conference on Sustainable Development.
I think we have a historic opportunity at Rio, and I think we've got a lot of people coming to Rio who have come to realize the importance of working across the boundaries. And I think that Rio is the place to turn this into a major strategy for moving forward in terms of sustainable development.
The Rio Plus 20 Summit will be held in Rio de Janeiro from June 20th to the 22nd. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.